In Stillwater, the 2018 Oklahoma 4-H and FFA Junior Wheat Show was working to grow the next generation of farmers. Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Oklahoma Genetics Inc.'s Don Atkinson was at that event, along with this year's grand champion and others.
The next generation of farmers was celebrated at the Oklahoma 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show banquet in Stillwater. Dr. Thomas Kuhn, Vice President for Agricultural Programs with Oklahoma State University, says it's about more than just farming. It's about the future.
The whole idea is for them to learn a little bit more about the industry, and hopefully that some of them will be entering it at some point as producers or perhaps as bank presidents or whatever, but involved in the industry in some way. And so perhaps they may end up working with wheat in their careers, but even if they don't, they're learning some valuable lessons.
The overall Grand Champion Award winner was Reagan Clausen for her entry of Double Stop CL Plus Wheat.
I won for growing my wheat, and it was Double Stop Wheat, and I grew it on an 80-acre field north of Hydro.
Clausen received $3,000 in scholarship money, plus an additional $1,000 from Oklahoma Genetics Incorporated. Riley Glazier won first place in the 4-H division with the Smith's Gold variety. She received $3,000 in scholarship money and $500 from Oklahoma Genetics Incorporated. Mike Schulte is executive director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission.
It is an exciting competition for 4-H and FFA students to get involved in because we give over $16,000 in scholarships each year to the top five 4-H and top five FFA Junior Wheat Show winners.
Schulte says the contest covers so many different topics that it gives young competitors skills they can use in the future.
We feel like it's a great opportunity for the kids to be able to get involved with that and actually take it a step further for them while they're in high school and show them the opportunities that exist if they are looking at certain majors in college and career opportunities in the future.
These are skills complemented by the 4-H and FFA programs. Reagan Clausen is vice president of her FFA chapter.
It's changed my life. If I wasn't in FFA, I don't know what I'd do. I mean, I play sports on the side, but FFA is definitely something I encourage everyone to try. Just try for a year. It'll change you drastically.
That's something that Dr. Thomas Kuhn says FFA and 4-H excel at, growing the future on the farm.
It's about the industry, certainly, about producing really high-quality wheat in the future, but it's also about the youth. And producing high-quality youth, we're going to become the leaders of tomorrow.
Well, thanks again, Don, for that report. Again, Don Atkinson. Now, Reagan Clausen mentioned they're also placed third in production and milling and second place in baking.